Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on August 3rd, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, we learn about unconditional freedom with Dr. Claude Windenberger. Finally, the mighty Dale Kaczmarek finally invades the Haunted Winery.
That was a lot of finally.
I didn't know you had written it in there. Hit it. Back. Yay! Back in Michigan.
I don't think I ever really came back. Hence my condition today.
Oh, I did. Because as much as I love Cape Cod, and I absolutely adore Cape Cod, Cape Cod is fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have a great experience with the food.
Yeah.
Food on Cape Cod is not Doug's favorite place to get food, I guess.
Let's, before we get to that, I wanted to get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten several emails on this now. I thought it was just one person, then we got a few more emails.
This is awesome. Totally, totally awesome.
There's a certain commercial that I recorded, we put together last year. It's more of like, I guess it's something to promote our merchandise, which is pretty much the only thing that we really hawk on this, as a result of doing this radio show or whatever. The archives are always free, you guys know that. Pretty much the majority of our traveling, we do all that on our own, too. We don't really ask too much from the community, I guess.
Right.
But the only thing we try to sell just to kind of offset the bills for the radio show here is T-shirts, bumper stickers, and buttons, which are all sold pretty much at cost anyway, so I don't even know how that offsets our cost. We're losing money on them, pretty much.
Well, we did that one batch. That was not the best. We need an accountant for that batch.
But all the last one we just did, you said?
Yeah.
You okay. Yeah, we got screwed on that, too.
Because we make like a buck or whatever.
Yeah,
and this
like
one,
that.
It went the other way.
It was just...
That last batch did not work out.
In small quantities. Don't do that. You end up taking it bad.
Yeah.
But we have a commercial that we kind of had in rotation here for the last year or so.
And you created that with a bunch of friends, right?
No, actually, it was just myself and Pete.
Pete, okay.
My old friend Pete, who was his first time ever doing a radio commercial and stuff like that, which he was a complete natural. He was a total natural, right? And I thought... I just thought I'd bring him in here and have him give it a shot, and he just knocked it right out. It was totally awesome. While we're talking, I should have bounced the thing over, like the single, the file we're talking about.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you guys talk. I'm going to go move it over here. Give me one second, okay?
Sounds good. Yeah, oh, good. So we're going to get to hear that. I see Bonnie's busy in the chat room.
So carry this all by yourself.
You're tearing it up, so I'm just going to go ahead.
I'm kidding. Let's talk about stuff we're not supposed to talk about while...
Like Scott.
While Daddy's not here.
Let's talk about Scott.
Okay. What do you want to say about him? I was already nice to him
snores.
This week. I want to say that for the record, so I don't have to be nice anymore.
I know. I was absolutely pleasantly surprised. Yeah, we went to Cape Cod without you, Bonnie.
Yes.
And you didn't miss much food-wise, but...
Because food is what I love.
Well, we're gonna undoubtedly cover this soon, but Cape Cod, let's just say, the cemeteries rock.
Oh, yeah. Really, so, really
see, cool. Now that disappoints me.
You and I, we've got to go to Cape Cod sometime and go on the cemetery tour because they are phenomenal.
Yeah.
That depends on if I like you that week or not.
Well, that's true. It has been touch and go. Mostly go. Lately.
Yeah.
I've been running wild.
Well,
we've
this newfound freedom for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So it's been really nice. All right. Before we get to that, though, I do want to get this out of the way. Like I was saying before, we have this commercial we have in rotation around here.
Out of the way, I thought it was fascinating when people started emailing us about
it. Yeah,
yeah. Like, oh, really? Oh, that sounds really cool. Let's check it out.
Well, in the email, every email was the same. There's something at the very end of this commercial that we think is subliminal. And you're going to have to excuse me.
Buy GT products.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get through this without belching every 2 minutes.
It's actually everyone loves Bonnie.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Well, okay.
Bonnie rules.
So, yeah, we've been playing this thing, right? And people, like I said, we got a bunch of emails on this, so I felt it was important to address this directly for the people concerned.
Yeah.
And we'll just play this.
Which, by the way, I love this commercial.
This is my favorite commercial. And then at the end, in the section in question, we'll zero in on that. So
okay.
Here we go.
First, Scott O. I just want to thank you for this sweet Go See Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
It's like one takes by
me,
too.
Really good.
No problem, dude.
Oh, yeah. And check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Go See Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed, and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I also worked at a job interview I had last
week. How good they are.
Not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, see what you people are missing on?
We have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
Bonnie's go and order all of them now.
Man. Whoa. Okay, all right.
Okay,
now, we're on pause. We're on pause.
Okay.
This is the last 15 seconds that I guess that, well, I know people are referring to, okay? So we're just going to play it, and I'm going to crank it, too.
Okay.
All right. Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today. Now, the anatomy of this commercial...
I heard Bonnie rules in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it said, buy Bonnie mystery books.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what this is. I'll break it down, and I'll tell you guys exactly what was going on under that.
Okay. Do you know what the whisper says?
I know what every single thing in there says. I recorded it all.
Oh, okay,
right?
Okay.
Artistically, what we were trying to do with that is that after I said, you know, we got stickers and all kinds of good stuff.
Right.
Pete was supposed to be like, oh, my God, there's more stuff to get. I have to go get it, right? So what we did is we took some quarters, right? And Pete kind of swished them around. Well, we made one track out of Pete just taking some quarters and just, you know, in your hand, when you have change in your hand, just kind of moving it around and you hear that clanging sound.
Scraping noise.
Yeah, that clanging, scraping sound, right? And then Pete, more or less, another track I put, you know, I put in there was Pete going, oh, yeah, I can't wait. This is going to be great. I'm going to get some more stuff or, you know, whatever. Just some gibberish that he said, right? So, okay, I'm going to,
hey, Scott,
let's just, like, go back here again. Let's go right. That's not what I wanted. Okay, let's go back here a little bit. All right. Now we're going to listen to it again. All right. Now I told you guys exactly what has happened here.
Okay.
This is what's under there. We're going to play it again. Hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast. So head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. I guess I'm a better producer than I thought I was because I got people talking about this.
Now I hear the clanging, the change clanging, which is awesome.
I mean, it's like doing EVP, front-loading EVPs. I'm telling you what's in there.
And then it does sound like he says something like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get some whatever.
Yeah,
some more
stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's all it was. No, we're not trying to... There isn't some, like, you know, Luciferian order that's under there that's trying to, like, subliminally get you to join some type of cult.
Right.
It ain't like that at all. All it was just some goofy commercial we put together. And I'm not, like, jumping on anybody's case either. It's just, I want to make it very clear that it was just in fun. It's all it was Pete under me, right? Because I'm doing the official stuff. him just kind of...
brought his volume down.
Oh, yeah, all those whatever. Tracks are brought down real low in the mix.
So they add to the mix, but they don't overpower your speaking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it was, you know, that's all it was. That's all it is. There's nothing subliminal about it whatsoever. It was just Pete under there with quarters going, yeah, I can't wait to buy more stuff from Ghostly Talk.
Right.
Simple as that. Okay. That piece of business is out of the way.
That's awesome.
I guess I'm, you know, hey, I'm up there
but
with Pink Floyd
secretly,
and stuff,
if you
know.
Want to hear Bonnie Rules in there, that's perfectly
I'm going to start mixing stuff in there. I have the session still. I can just go and mix it all in there if I feel like it.
I think
maybe we will. I don't know.
It's
we'll see.
Absolutely amazing.
I guess I'm a better producer than I thought I was because I got
people
talking about this.
You know what else? It means people are really listening to it.
And that's good.
And also,
thank you.
It must come across on headphones, you know,
differently,
like really, really,
or
really well.
Somebody's iPod or whatever. Because
most people are, you know, most people listen to
it. It may sound different. I mean,
or in their cars on their way to work.
Anyway, what I just played was like the board, you know, the final board mix of that. What I use to make commercials with. That's the file I use.
Right.
So it's really high quality. It's way up there. Maybe when people are listening to the lo-fi stuff, the 32K or the 16K stuff off the website, maybe it sounds a little washy or a little bit different, and maybe it does sound a little more like creepy and cynical. I don't know. I'll listen to it myself, whatever. But that's all it is.
Oh, that is awesome. That's totally awesome.
Cape Cod. Let's get into Cape Cod here. We have to talk about Cape Cod. Besides the food, we'll stay away from the food thing. But
oh, no, I want to talk about it.
That's all Doug wants to talk about is the food.
Well, I mean,
how bad was it?
Well,
I just think you had a bad experience, you know?
It started off wrong right off the bat. We went to this little place for, like, a breakfast, and but it was, like, lunchtime because we didn't wake up until midnight or whatever. And noon. We didn't wake up till noon.
Okay.
Wrong 12 o'clock.
It was a long drive there, man.
My days and nights are reversed right now. Anyway, so it was a really long drive, and we got there in the rain. But it was awesome because Derek Bartlett from Capers met us
there,
and we went
night.
Across the street to the little, like, bar thingy and hung out. And that's when I was on the phone most of the time.
Derek met up with us as soon as we got there. Like, within minutes he was there. We were unpacking our stuff in the room and whatnot. And Derek's like, let's go get a drink. It's on me.
Right. Like, which is totally awesome.
You know, okay. You know, and we already started off our week on the right note because we went up to the front lobby as we were walking out. And the guys were like, hey, guys, we have some complaints about you guys outside hooting and hollering and yelling, you know, and whatever. And we were outside somebody's hotel room window, I guess, like, you know, talking and whatever. And sorry, you know. But that was
at that hotel, the people were up.
That's what went through my head, too. I'm like, you know, because we were at the Cutland Bubble.
Yes.
The International Inn. The coffee mugs over there to prove it. We got free coffee mugs from those guys. They're so nice to us. I doubt that these people, maybe we were interrupting, like, the concentration part of it. I don't, you know, because it's the Cutland Bubble. We know it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, you're not there to, like, relax or, well, okay, whatever. We know what's going on at the Cutland Bubble. But I booked the rooms there just because of the name of the place. And I talked to people there about that, and everybody said the same thing. I'm like, you know, so other people that were staying there and whatnot, I'm like, oh, I just saw the name of the place, and I had to book a room. They're like, you know, we did the same thing. But we just saw the name. We thought, this is just too hilarious.
It's true.
It's in a good area. The prices were right. Oh, yeah. The price is right. It was a cool place. But Derek took us to... What's it, Puff the Magic or Puff the Dragon or whatever? I think it would be Puff the Magic.
Puff the Magic, and their logo is a dragon.
Yeah, it's a dragon. And
it's a little like a smoking bar plus bar.
The only one in Cape Cod.
The only one,
yeah. The only place you can smoke in Cape Cod as far as I was concerned.
And so we went in there, we had some nice drinks, and I had the cola. I didn't even have Diet because it was that brand. You know, that I don't drink Diet of.
Yeah, yeah.
So
same here, though, too. I forgot one of the very rare times I don't bring my wallet anywhere with me. And the guy was cool. I mean, I didn't really care either way, so I just had a Coke also. It didn't matter. And the bartender there, I don't even think we got his name. Or we did, or I forgot. Mike, I think. Super cool guy.
We'll change that.
His name was Mike.
We'll call
really
him
nice
Al.
Dude.
Okay, Al. Okay, Al the bartender.
Al the bartender was super cool, and we got to hang out there, and that's kind of how we started the weekend off. You know, we just were hanging out at this little bar, and it was really cool. Now, do we want to just brush over? I want to talk about the positive stuff. I don't want to slam on the restaurants.
We just have to say how it started off. We went there, and the next morning, we woke up late. We went to a little, like, breakfasty place.
Yeah,
it's only open until, like, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and... But it was already, like,
yeah,
getting toward the afternoon, so it was lunch hour, and I thought, well, you know, I don't really want a breakfast, because I can get breakfast anytime, anywhere. You know, in Michigan, things are open 24 hours or whatever. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get, because I saw on the menu, a Reuben.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of my weaknesses is a Reuben sandwich. When I'm eating carbs, I love Reuben sandwiches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but the only thing is I do not, will not, absolutely refuse to have Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah.
Because the base of Thousand Island dressing is mayonnaise, and I do not like mayonnaise at all.
I think it's gross, too.
I don't like it. I don't want it. I will never eat it.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. No. So, but the description of the Reuben said that it had Russian dressing, which is fabulous. Okay, that'll work. I'll have Russian dressing on my and this Reuben. I'm geeked. They make it the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't cheat and get, you know, the cheap junk, like everybody has Thousand Island dressing on everything ever since McDonald's went and put it on their that triple whatever
Big Mac.
I don't, Big Mac thing, yes, that I don't eat, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's got
because
Thousand
of the special
Island.
Sauce.
Yeah, the special sauce, which is Thousand Island dressing, I do not like. I will not have. No. So they bring me my Reuben, and I don't know what their definition of Russian dressing is, unless it's Thousand Island dressing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in their book, their recipe book or something, it must say Russian dressing - noun, and then Thousand Island dressing. See Thousand Island dressing. Because I was flabbergasted and really upset. But I just peeled off the layers that had it on it, and I had a pile that I wouldn't eat and a smaller pile that I would eat. So I had essentially less than half.
I had a great breakfast myself. Mm. I think we, you know, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
I was sorry then. I'm like,
oh plus the screaming kids.
Well,
now,
okay, you know,
Cape Cod. I finally asked several days into the trip. I asked. I said, Derek, what is the average age of people on Cape Cod? And he says, well, the average age of a Cape Cod resident is probably 70. And I'm like, oh, I believe that. And the average age of a tourist is going to be, you know, late 30s or maybe 40s or early 50s, in that range, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, too. But somehow we sat next to the youngest visitors to Cape Cod, they were between, what, 1 and 12? And every single one of them, and there were about 40, were screaming. I mean, well, they sounded like there were about 40.
Ridiculous.
Were screaming, crying. And these parents, I guess, chose not to take these screaming hellions out to the car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was missing is they didn't sing happy birthday to one of them.
Yeah, which is usually my curse.
Which is your curse.
There's always a birthday party going on next to the table and anywhere I go at any given
and
time.
And then they come out, they're like...
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, like,
all the, and then they're clapping and doing some little non-happy birthday song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know.
The steakhouse wishes you a happy, happy birthday.
Or whatever. Well, it just goes on and on.
Well, we got out of there, ooh, thank goodness. And yeah, it was ear-splitting. And... after that, it was ridiculous. It was just ridiculous.
So off the bat, the food thing just
parents
started off.
The parents
of
this country need to work on something. I mean, well, you're not a parent, Scotty. You know, hey, okay, you know, I don't really care.
I'm coming out with a line of
put a
like,
muzzle on them.
Baby
tired.
And children.
Everywhere we go, I don't
something.
Care what time of day it is. Whether it's, I mean. You've heard my thing on this, and I may have mentioned it here before. 9 or 10 o'clock at night, I wait to go to a restaurant that late, you know, on the weekends usually.
Right.
Because that's adult time.
Mm-hmm.
Or what I thought was adult time, you know.
Kids are supposed to be in bed.
They're in bed.
I was in bed at 7.
With the babysitter. They're with the babysitter or something.
I was in bed at 7 when I was a kid.
I don't want to hear it. Now,
Between 7 and 8 usually is what
we have to give that a bit of a pass, though, because it was.
That was in 1800 and froze to death.
Yes, it was. That was before electricity. Yes.
That was the middle of the afternoon.
Really, when the light went down, or when the light went. The sun went down, well, there was nothing else to do.
That was the middle of the afternoon, though, so we kind of had to give that a pass. But it's
we
still
didn't even have cable.
Are you on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Excuse me, I'm still free. Okay, so. We got to give that a pass, though, a little bit because of that. So, whatever. But your parents work on this. Please do something. I don't have kids for a reason because I don't want. I have sensitive ears.
Screaming
I don't want to hear the screaming, right? So, whatever. After that, though, we.
It's not cute.
It isn't cute. It's not
cute. I think it is.
It's not cute.
I think it is.
It's not.
It's not cute.
It's very rare. Now, I have indeed seen a couple of instances where a kid throws a fit and it's just adorable. I mean...
Never.
But usually it's just like one lonely kid or one alone kid, not like 40 of them.
And there's a reason why he's alone.
Because he's screaming.
His parents gave up on him too and just left him somewhere. I mean, no. Enough's enough. I can't take it anymore.
But this was truly, truly...
that was brutal.
Horrible.
All right. So anyways, that's the bad stuff. That was the...
All right.
That was
right.
As bad that's as it got, which is pretty minimal unless you're snobbed.
And
like
I wasn't there. That was the bad stuff.
That was the best part. I mean, whoa, excuse me.
And I was nice to you this week and everything.
I took a shot.
She's
going to
reach over and take a shot at you.
All right. So so moving on.
Doug, take him out.
There, you're out.
Moving on. After that point, I don't really remember much. I'm going to remember what the best...
Because you were drunk the whole time.
We were wasted.
Absolutely.
We were totally wasted. No, Derek Bartlett from Capers, which you can go to their website. The website is caiprs.com.
Yeah.
Capers, Derek was the one responsible for bringing us out, you know, the Cape and Islands Paranormal Research Society, which he's the head of, was responsible for bringing us out there. Unbelievably how wonderful this guy, you know, Derek was to us all weekend, a dear friend of ours. And basically, they took us everywhere.
It was amazing.
We went everywhere.
That Friday, because we got there Thursday night in a rainstorm.
Oh, yeah, it was raining.
And then Friday we went on, on a cemetery tour.
Yeah.
And then we went and did a speech.
Yeah, we had to do our speaking dance. We came there to do
speaking engagement. Yep. And then Saturday was we went to the Bridgewater Triangle, and then Sunday we left. So that's the high level.
Yeah, well, the Cape Cod Community College Paranormal Lectures, that's what we did.
Yeah.
That's what we were there for. That was Friday night. Actually, Troy was just there this past weekend, as a matter of fact. Troy
Capers. Oh,
wow.
I bet he had a blast.
So what Capers does, they have this Cape Cod Community College Paranormal Lecture Series they do. And they bring in people from all over the community, authors, radio dorks like us, whoever it may be, and they give a discussion. Of course, we filled our 2 hours and then some, and we had a great time with the people there. We met some really great people. We met the folks from Rise Up, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
The gentleman from Rise Up.
From Rhode Island.
Totally, yeah, totally great guys. Had a ball. Big George Carlin fans, so we had our website up on the overhead, like, pointing people going, here, you can go here to get this.
Right, and
that
respect box in the upper right corner.
So one of the guys was like, you're a big Carlin fan. You know, that's, and we were just ranting for the rest of the time. But yes, before that, all day on Friday was a cemetery tour. We went to every cemetery there. I know we missed one.
One that he wanted to take us to.
Yeah, but we went everywhere.
I mean, I'm sure there's other cemeteries, but these are the ones, the haunted ones, the hot spots, the one that people talk about.
Yeah.
Or ones that people talk about.
Derek took us everywhere.
Well, here's the thing about cemeteries, okay? Around here, in general, I think if, you know, pretty much the average age of a headstone or whatever, or the earliest headstones seem to come from the 1900s in any given cemetery.
Yeah.
Then, if you're lucky, you might find one from the late 1800s,
mm-hmm.
right? There, they start in the early to mid 1800s, and if you're lucky, you'll find a couple or whatever from the 1700s.
Sorry, that was my phone.
Because we don't do this every Sunday from 6 to 9 for the past 800 years.
I'm going to take a shot for that one. I know it was coming.
Somebody
who called who should know better, too. So
Let's out him.
It's Pete. As a matter of fact, speaking of the devil.
Oh,
Pete.
Yeah.
What were you thinking, Pete?
It's Pete, as a matter of fact. He must have heard us talking about him or something like that.
Pete wants to get together and do a euchre night one night.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that the other night.
Do you know how to play euchre, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to do it.
So Derek took us everywhere on Friday. We were fried.
That's an aside.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do the euchre thing later.
I love random conversations.
We're going to have to blow through the break here because we got a lot to cover.
I know.
But no, Friday was just a fantastic day. We had a ball.
Oh, that was amazing.
Learned so much. Took a million pictures. It was just totally awesome, and the lecture went really great. Everybody there was awesome. I recorded it with my little recorder, and I'm debating on whether I'm going to put it up on the website or not. I still have it there, and if you guys send me some emails, if you guys want us to, it's going to make another noise. My stupid phone is going to. I'm playing
it
right
because
now.
Of the voicemail. Yeah.
If you guys want me to post up this lecture, it may not be the best quality because it was just on my little handheld recorder. Let me know. Fire me an email. If you guys just want me to throw it up there, I'll throw it up there. It's a couple hours long, and it was just a lot of fun of us just talking with the everybody that was there and the people that attended. So let me know. Fire me an email.
I don't think you should put it up. I hear you talk enough.
That's Bonnie. Mm. Yeah, but you're not the listeners, though.
Yeah,
I mean, people listen. I think people listen to the show, right?
Maybe one or two.
One or two people.
Few downloads.
Apparently Pete, because he wants to call when we talk about it.
Maybe he's on the caller line. I don't know.
Pete doesn't listen.
No, he. So yeah, let me know about that. Just fire me an email if you guys want me to throw it up there. I'm debating it. I'd like to have something to have from the weekend.
Why don't you just call in and tell them?
Either way, it don't matter. Just let us know, okay? Saturday. Was another just a long day of traveling, which we went to the Bridgewater Triangle.
Yes.
This is something
that I've wanted to go to since hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evidently 200 square miles of a triangular-shaped area that weird stuff happens in. And, I mean, it's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing stuff. We ended up taking, I guess, what would be considered the rock tour.
Yeah, we went to every hill there.
Every hill or rock, and it was... But the thing is that it did a couple things. We got to... There was history, there was haunting...
Oh, God, it was everything, yeah.
...things about it. It's also... it got us into the triangle.
Mm.
And, of course, the triangle, it's just an area. Like, you know, you're just driving around. You don't know you're in it or not.
Uh-huh.
It's just it's an area where they've identified... A lot of weird stuff seems to happen, like more weird stuff per capita or whatever than other areas.
So
it got us into this area, and we did a history.
We traveled everywhere.
Some was historical, some was haunting, some was...
We climbed Profile Hill. Hill Rock. We climbed that, which...
I have pictorial evidence.
That was scary.
I didn't climb it.
Well, your foot was hurt.
I was having issues with my left foot. Still am.
Mm-hmm.
We climbed.
What?
His foot was seriously sore.
It was brutal.
Did
all
he
weekend.
Stub his toe?
No, I did about 10 times going down that hill. As a matter. No, we climbed that thing. I mean, that was about 200 feet. I mean, we had to climb that with jagged rocks. So, I mean, if you make one wrong
move, what would have happened if I had been there?
You would have never made it. We wouldn't have let you go up that hill because I would have been afraid. Yeah, I know. I know what you're getting at here, and I wouldn't have let you go up that hill. We got to the top, though, and there's video evidence of that, too. I think somebody videotaped it. Tom did, and it's probably flying around YouTube as we speak.
Undoubtedly.
Me mooning somebody on top of the hill because I'm like, so they were yelling at me and making fun of me. So I'm like, you know, you shut up. And gave him some of that. But that was really cool. And the traveling was, we covered a lot of ground on Saturday.
And we were going to go to Plymouth Rock.
We're just going to go through the break, by the way, too.
Okay.
Let's go through.
We were going to go to Plymouth Rock, but it was under construction.
I went
to the Plymouth Rock has a website.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that it was under construction until, like, the weekend that we were there, and then it was going to be over.
Oh, great.
So, all the stuff, the chicken wire and all that stuff they had around the monument.
Yeah, they had this
monument.
Huge thing all around this monument.
Yeah, they said you could still, like, look in and see the rock if you really, really wanted to.
And that's what all the tourists were doing. There's, like, 40 people all piled on top of each other in front of this little window.
So we opted not to do that and, of course, go to a restaurant.
We were all, by that time of the day, that was towards the end of the day, and we were
it
all
It was a restaurant that they handed you
again.
A plastic, when you after you place your order, they hand you a plastic...
it was a lobster.
Lobster.
Pager.
And when your food was ready, it would vibrate and make a noise and flash.
Yeah, it was a lobster pager. That's what it was essentially. But you guys have been to the restaurants where you have the little square pager that lights up and makes all kinds of noises or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, theirs were in the shape of lobsters, which we all thought was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, so you see random people wandering through the restaurant with lobster pagers.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hilarious. That was actually the cutest thing about that whole place.
Yeah, well, we ate
that, and it had my favorite diet soda. So
yeah, which you were dying for at that time. You were pretty cooked. And you
because evidently they haven't heard of Pepsi products on Cape Cod, except for that one joint. So I was really, really happy about that.
Well, Saturday, God, what did we do? Saturday was... Well, what am I thinking?
Saturday
what's wrong? We went on the Cape Cod walking tours with Derek Barber.
And then after eating... We hung out, and then we went...
Yeah, we needed a nap.
He does a tour. He has a tour organized.
Yep, Derek does.
On Cape Cod, I don't know what city it's in, but it's north of...
West Barnstable.
West Barnstable, yes.
Yeah.
And And he dresses up in like a colonial looking costume.
Yeah,
Cape
Cod Honey History Walking Tours.
Yes,
that was.
And we went on the walking tour, and that was phenomenal. My foot was
you were in
screaming
pain.
At me, but I still hung in. I hung in throughout the entire walking tour. It was that interesting.
Well, let me tell you about the tour. If you really want, we've been on several of these tours, and they usually last between like a half an hour to an hour. Right. And they crank you through, tell you a few stories. I mean, not that any of we've been on really have been bad at all.
No, it's a great way to learn about the area and the hauntings and some history.
Yeah,
And it gets you out of the hotel room. And
totally, yeah. Well, Derek's is about 3 to 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth.
You do.
Because you hit every area, and Derek is an encyclopedia of information.
Yeah.
So every area you come to, you sit down and get, you know, a 20-minute lecture on that particular building or monument or cemetery, whatever it may be. So it was a really, really cool setup the way he did this. I mean, it was $15 a person.
Yeah.
That you were paying.
Dirt cheap.
$15 a person. And I was thinking to myself, like, for $15 a person, that's a lot of information and just, you know, checking, like, sightseeing for
$15.
Yeah, in the West Barnesville area there. So I was just blown away by how much stuff we got to learn that night from Derek. And Derek, I mean, he worked hard all night. I mean, it was hot. It was muggy and hot, and he was in that full garb the whole night. So, I mean, the guy really cut, you know, really worked hard for us, and we really appreciate that, too. And we finished up the tour, and we went to one last cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Totally
Cemetery X.
Cemetery X is what they call it.
Yeah.
And this was like, we got there at midnight.
Yeah.
We got there like at midnight. It was that. I mean, we started.
And there was like five cars. We all just piled in
there. But Derek, you know, Derek has permission from all these, you know, these places we went to. Derek has taught, he's good with the city on all this stuff. So we had no issues going in there whatsoever. It was fine. Now, how do we describe the situation, what happened?
Well, he was telling us some of the stories of the place and of the people that are buried there. And one of the things is we had to walk down this road with no lights and no camera flashes.
Yeah, we had our flashlight stuff, but Derek's like, do not use them.
Right.
Until I tell you to.
So we did that. I don't know. There were four people checking out the woods off to the left as you're walking down this road. And the rest of us were, now this is after a bunch of things happened, you know, not supernatural, but a bunch of things were going on, and we were learning and walking and trying, you know, hoping to see a ghost and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so several people were up still looking at the woods, and there was the rest of us were on the road.
Well, yeah, there was
a woman in
there was a road, and then like there we were in that the road was inside the cemetery, and then the area across, if you walked across the cemetery off this road, you'd go to a brush,
right?
Like, you know, it was like woods, but there was a dirt road kind of going around the perimeter of the cemetery, and there was four people over there, and then there was like the other six or seven of us, you know, kind of all about on the inside of the cemetery.
And we look over, and it looked to me like somebody had wandered off alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looked to me like somebody had something lit, like a cell phone or the back of a video camera or the back of a digital camera. It was a bluish glowing light.
Yeah.
And I remember and he's like, "Well, everybody's accounted for. There's four over there, and there's all of us."
Yeah, we called everybody over there. Really, is the four of you over there? They're like, "Yeah, all four of us are here." They sounded off, and they were there.
But it looked to me like somebody, and so I said, "Derek, it's got to be somebody over there."
Flashlight.
And I even said to him, "It's too perfect of a light. I mean, it's not." There. It was physically there, this light. And it looked like somebody had just walked
over. We walked over immediately after we saw it. What we saw, what we're hinting to, I guess, let's just hit it head on, is we did see it was a bluish, like a light bluish type light that kind of, what I saw is it kind of moved to my left.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of like did a, I guess, a loop-to-loop.
Or, right.
You know, and then it just kind of dissipated and went away. And we all walked over there immediately, and there was no one over there. We still were sounding like, "Who's over there?" Right? And they're like, "All four of us are over here. Leave us alone." And we just couldn't explain it. There was no way. We sat there and jammed on it for a while, going, okay, what could it have been? What could it have been? And Derek was like, you know, he's like, we've seen these before here. We really have. He's like, they, you know, and what the only thing I get equated to.
Well, and here's the thing. I was absolutely flabbergasted because I thought I was looking at a person who wandered off.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no clue. I was looking at a ghost light. So I kind of wish I knew that I was looking at a ghost light when I was looking at it. I'd have paid it a lot more attention.
Sorry to Amber because she didn't have her camera ready.
Right. I mean, I'm like, oh, well, somebody had wandered off. I mean, it just, it literally, really, honestly looked like somebody had wandered off.
Yeah.
And it was the back of their camera or whatever.
Yeah.
Or their cell phone or something. And it was not, it, and it, it turns out it wasn't a person. It was a ghost light. And I really thought it was a person. So I'm a little bit, you know, depressed that I,
well, maybe
I dismissed it as a non-paranormal event.
Yeah.
But it was paranormal.
Well, I'm happy I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm happy I saw it myself. I mean, yeah, I mean, I didn't know at the time what it really was. Are you ever ready, though?
Well, I mean, like, if you're standing there on Spooklight Hill in Indiana and you're waiting for the spooklight, yeah, when you see it, you're like, oh,
cool.
There it is. That's it. I understand what I'm looking at. It's a spooklight, and yike, it's a ghost light. Ooh, this is cool. Chills, you know. But if you're just wandering through a cemetery on Cape Cod that you've never been in before, and you see a light, I just assumed that somebody had wandered off, but it was not a mundane event. It was paranormal. It was
so that floored us. We were pretty weirded
out. I was really ecstatic about that.
We were pretty weirded out. We hung out there for a bit longer, and it was time to get home.
I had to go back to the car after that, though,
because
you guys all wandered over to, like, some other grave or whatever, and then and I'm like, oh, I just absolutely can't. And so I went with that one tall guy, and we just went to the car and hung out because my foot was absolutely throbbing at that point.
Well, we ended up heading back to the hotel. It was really late. We needed to be up in the morning to get back on the road and head back home. And Derek and Debbie came back with us to hang out for a while, and we talked for a little bit, and then it was time to sleep. We got up and had a wonderful breakfast at the wonderful Cuddle and Bubble. We were sad to see
Actually, that was the best dining experience I had at there was the Cuddle and Bubble breakfast. It was just a little buffet thing with, you know, with eggs and meats and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And of course, you know, I jinxed myself when it comes to that French toast mush or whatever.
That was good.
It was good, but I jinxed myself by mentioning that I wanted to go get some.
Oh, yeah, it was
gone.
That's
when the semi curse kicked in. But I had, that was the best dining experience there. I mean, it wasn't the best of buffets ever, but that was the best on Cape Cod. I didn't.
Well, we hopped back on the road, and we decided to break the trip up into two parts on the way back home.
Right.
Because going there one way, it was brutal.
13.5 hours.
Yeah, so we stopped. We drove for about 8 hours on Sunday and stopped in Batavia, New York. You guys should be familiar with that. We talked about Batavia before here several times. The reason we stopped there was not because we wanted to go to some haunted place or do any ghost hunting or anything like that. It's because we wanted to visit Adam the Waiter, the greatest waiter of all time.
Yeah.
You guys are probably very familiar with him from back in March when we were out there for Rolling Hills. We met this wonderful guy at B&E.
Yeah.
Named Adam, who was just became our best buddy in Batavia. And we made it a point to stop in Batavia. We arranged it with Adam, and we actually hooked up with Adam and had dinner and hung out all night long, and it was really great to see Adam again. So it was cool to hang out with the Adam. It was really cool, and he ended up kind of taking off about midnight, and we slept again, got ourselves home on Monday.
Well, also that night, I was on the Girl Variety Hour.
Were you? Yeah, you were.
So I snuck away for a little bit, and I went up to the car. While Adam was visiting, and I did the Gore Girl Variety Hour, which of course is on. I don't know if we should, if we don't have a banner or a link, we should
we'll
put
have to,
one
we'll
on there.
That. Yeah, we should put it up.
But it's Gore Girl, of course, she does the movie reviews, the horror reviews on Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. And so then she started the Gore Girl Variety Hour, her and Ed, and I guest spotted on there, and it was. An hour of total fun. And
we
I heard you
for a while. We heard you when we were outside, and you sounded like you were having a great time with those.
I did. I had a great time. We got to talk about all kinds of stuff, and it was a pretty cool hour. So check it out. I think they're on that Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
so
we'll link something up on the website for sure.
It's now GG Show or something.
I want to continue with what happened when we got back here.
Yeah.
But a couple other announcements, because we only got like 20 minutes here before we got a break, and I got a feeling we're going to fill this up really easy. First of all, there's no show next weekend.
Right.
We're duking out on you again, because we're going to be at Prodigy in the Park in Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, we're going to Dayton, Ohio for Prodigy in the Park. It's a one-day event on Saturday.
Yep, August 9th.
And it's going,
it's on the appearances schedule. If you want to go there and hang out, we're going to be there. All the information is at the Prodigy, I'll pull it up real quick here, but it's at Prodigy's website, which we'll be loading here momentarily. Come on, today. If you go to theprodigygroup.org, all the information for Prodigy in the Park is there if you guys want to hang out. It's going to be at the Five Rivers Metro Parks on Saturday, August 9th of this year. So we'll be there next weekend in Inglewood, Ohio. That's where it's at, Inglewood, Ohio. Inglewood.
It should be just outside of Dayton, probably.
Yeah, somewhere outside of there. So, if you want more information, go to that link on the appearances page on the Ghostly Talk site. It'll hook you right up. No problem. We'll be there next weekend, so no show. We're going to hopefully bring something back from that, though, too, for you guys. Sorry, we've been on the road a little
bit. Like a ghost.
We'll be back for a while after that, though. So that's what's going on next weekend. Mid-South. I want to mention something about the Mid-South. First off, here's what's going to happen. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. Starting right now, let's just start right now. I'm going to do it, starting right now, I'm going to keep it really simple. Last year we did trivia questions, right?
Right.
And I got lazy this year. I'm like, you know what? Let's just sort of reach.
Give me my favorite cartoon character.
You want to try that?
No, do whatever you want.
I'm going to keep it real simple. Starting right now, I'm watching. Well, our team of friendly phone people. Our team of friendly phone people are watching the phone lines right now. First person to call in, we're giving away tickets for the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Yeah.
Okay. First person to call in, they dial in. What's the number, Bonnie? Go ahead.
The number is 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. Then press 1-1 to raise your hand.
I'm sorry, we don't have a sample of it like other shows do. We actually do it live here. Do it again, Bonnie.
The number is 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign, and then press 1-1 to raise your hand.
It's on the website also where you go to listen to the show at. First person to call in gets the tickets. Our people are watching.
Yeah.
So we're watching. First person to call in, we're waiting for you. Hopefully we can get this thing knocked out before the 7 o'clock hour when we bring on Dr. Clyde Windenberger. So we're watching. We're going to keep going here, and hopefully we'll hear something from you guys here in a second. The Mid-South also, I was called by Bobby Tingle last night, and he wanted me to mention this also, that one of the other events they have scheduled for the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, which is actually going to be coming up the weekend of, September 27th, it's going to be the weekend of September 27th and September 28th, 2008. That's a month and a half away. That's coming up pretty quick here. It's the weekend after the Mothman Festival, as a matter of fact. What's going to happen, one of the other events they have planned now, aside from all the other stuff they have going on, is going to be a Keith Age look-alike contest.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what I was told, a Keith Age look-alike contest. I don't have any other details than that. I was just told that there's supposed to be a Keith Age look-alike contest. I know I could probably be a candidate for this if I really wanted to be, but I'm not going to be taking part in this.
Right.
I was told that, hey, you might look pretty, you could probably play the part. And I'm like, whatever. So, we have someone here on the line, it looks like. Caller from the 757 area code, you are on the air. Hello?
Is it me?
It's you, that's you, yep. How are you doing? Who is this?
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
How are you doing, Terry?
Is this Terry that doesn't know Tom, Terry?
Yes, this is Terry. I have no idea who Tom is, though.
Okay, good. You and I are going to have so much fun at Mid-South.
Terry.
Yes, we are.
Well, Terry, you were the first person to call in, so you get the grand prize for this evening. Now, what I'm going to do with these also is that I know some people want to bring a friend, right? So,
yes.
So, I'm not going to
be... And it's not going to be Tom.
Good.
Evidently not.
Because we don't like him.
No, we don't.
I don't know who Tom is.
It's a chat thing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right, so what
is Olive Go in the chat room, evidently?
I'm running it. What do you expect?
Well, that would do it. Yeah.
What we're going to do is I'm not going to be limiting it to just one ticket per person. Terry, I'm going to give you the option. Now, this is hilarious to say this, but I'm going to give you the option. Do you have someone that you want to bring with you also?
Not Tom.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes, it's not Tom.
It's not Tom.
Excellent.
All right, Terry, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to call the I have your number right now. Right?
Okay.
What I'm going to do is we're going to call you after the show and get all the pertinent information and stuff like that, and I'll forward it on to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention coordinators, and they'll be happy
that
to take
care
of it. All right, is that cool?
Yep, and that'll put
that
you on the because what we do is we get some info for their lists, and then you just walk up and say, hey. And you introduce yourselves, and then they'll have your packet ready for you there.
Yeah, they'll have all that taken care of for you there.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great.
All right, well, Terry, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Man, you were quick, too. That was like, what, seconds almost?
I know, that was awesome. Good job.
I got it on speed dial.
Women are good at multitasking, that's why.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly. I was typing a message in the chat room and dialing at the same time.
Awesome, good work.
Well, congratulations, Terry. You are the proud owner of two brand spanking new tickets for the 2008 Mid-South Paranormal Convention, and we'll be calling you immediately after the show to hook you up. Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye, Terry.
Bye.
See you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
See ya. All right. I'm glad that's over with.
That worked out well.
I'm not good with contests. I'm used to just flowing with the show, and so, you know, we don't have a producer or anything in the background going, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Right, right.
But I'm glad, Terry. Hey, Terry, congratulations, Terry. You got the tickets. Two fresh tickets to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention. Now, I guess, okay, so... Actually, have a checklist tonight because there's so much stuff to cover tonight, right?
Right.
We got this free half an hour, too, so it was nice. We're good. Okay, good. Now, I guess we should go back to the Cape Cod trip because, as you know, Doug, the whole trip back on Monday, I was pretty uptight. I was pretty uptight. And I was just pretty much staring at my laptop just trying to keep my mind off of things.
Right.
We won't take too much time. We only got a few minutes before we're going to break anyways, but... for those of you who don't know or have not listened to the archive or anything just yet, a dear friend of ours of the show, and it's a long story, right? But he's, you know, at the end of the day, he was a dear friend of ours. Alex Clem, who was the guitar player in my favorite Plaid Straitjacket, which was my old band back in the day. If you're an old school listener, you'd hear us talk about my band and the shows we're playing here and there and stuff like that. Well, Alex, it would have been last week, which was, I believe it was the 23rd of July, I'm sure it was.
Mm-hmm.
The 23rd of July, Alex actually, unfortunately, was killed in a motorcycle accident, right here in Warren, as a matter of fact, a few miles away from the haunted winery here. And that was a heck of a way to leave the state, let's just say that. I got the news on this the night before we were supposed to leave. And there was nothing that I could really do, so I went about and did, you know, we did our ghostly talk thing. But it was a real blow to all of us here, I know for a fact, because we spent a lot of time with Alex. Doug, I mean, I think your first thing with Alex was you took pictures at his wedding, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
You were there.
I took photos.
And we didn't know each other that well at the time either. This was like 2002 or something. I think it was like 2002.
Isn't that where the picture that everybody uses for me?
Rico Suave Sevic,
yeah.
Yeah,
I
grabbed your camera, took a picture of you.
Yeah.
And, so we obviously have a lot of history
picture.
With you. Yeah, it was a hilarious picture.
And then, since then, we had gone. He built a little studio in his basement. We went there.
He helped us out with some stuff. And that's when we were first starting the show up, you know.
Yeah.
And he helped us out with doing some original liners for the show and whatnot. And he was just a dear friend of mine personally for over a decade. We played in two bands together. And, you know, we just spent a lot of time together. I knew his family really well. He knew my family really well. Unfortunately, I'm not going to pull the punches. I'm not the kind of person, like we were talking about on Wednesday, Bonnie, that, you know, I'm not going to say, we were close to the very end. No, we weren't.
Right.
We had our problems, you know, with the band and stuff like that. And, you know, the last couple of years here, we didn't talk that much because just there was some tension. There was some anger between the two of us. Unfortunately, that wasn't resolved before this unfortunate incident occurred. But I do want to mention it here on the show. Now, what we did was this past Wednesday, When we came back on Monday, I pretty much just hopped out of the truck. We threw your stuff, you know, out of the truck.
Right.
And got back on the road. Because, I mean, the funeral was this past Monday night.
Right.
Can we pimp that car? Because that car was phenomenal for a long-distance trip.
The Ford Edge?
The Ford
Edge. It's an American-made product. I'm all about that.
I was absolutely flabbergasted at how comfortable and how accommodating this vehicle was. It was amazing.
I was really pleased with it.
I was extremely pleased with that. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that because it was a real. I mean, I'm not a big Ford guy.
I think that's going to be my next vehicle.
The two of you are Ford people.
It's
I'm
so
the
comfortable.
Guy.
It's such a
it was
ride.
Really comfortable.
Oh,
it was
man,
cool.
It was awesome.
The whole trip was wonderful in that car. But yeah, the funeral was this past Monday night, and we pretty much just like. Shot home here. I cleaned up a little bit because we were just skanking. Because
we got home at like 2 or something, 2 or 3.
Oh, no, we were home later than that. It was like
oh, maybe
4
it was
o'clock.
4, yeah.
4 o'clock.
And you just had time to, like, get ready and go.
Yeah, pretty much. My mom and dad went down there early and saw his family and stuff like that and whatnot. And then I got down there with Amber later on. Now, Alex actually recently became a vigilante, which is a mm-hmm. biker club here in Michigan. Good bunch of people, real good bunch of people. I got to talk to a lot of them Monday night. And if anybody out there has ever been to a biker funeral, you know how it is. It isn't like your regular funeral.
No.
It's a party, essentially. I mean, it's a party. And we got there. The first thing that kind of really choked me up is I opened the door up of the car. And, you know, aside from just seeing all these bikers out there hanging out and having a good time, the first thing I hear is MFPS blaring at full volume in the parking lot of the funeral home, right? So I was like, wow, you know, these guys, you know, they know about Alex's history, you know, because, I mean, that was his old life, you know, that was his old band. So, you know, we went in there and met up with all of our friends, the people that we knew from the band and whatnot, guys from the band, you know, Rabbit was there and, you know, just a whole bunch of people I haven't seen in a number of years were there, and it was really tough. Alex's little son, Alec was there. You remember Alec.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we all hung out. We all just got to hang out and talk and reminisce and stuff like that. And, you know, it was really tough to, you know, we all know what it's like. You know, I mean, this show essentially is based around death in some situations, so we're familiar with it. But when it happens to someone that you spent all those years with, you know, creating and building stuff together, it was really tough to see Alex like that, you know, because I remember, and I want to remember Alex as the gruff dude with that mm-hmm. with that 1,000-yard stare that, you know, if you got in his way,
yeah,
he was going to burn a hole through your head with his eyes. Mm-hmm. And his goofy, snaggle-true grin he had when he was smiling and laughing, he just had this hilarious grin that we all laughed about. So it was really, you know, nice to see everybody. They basically filled a van full of beer. And everybody, $1 a beer, all the money was going to the family, right? So we were out there I drank beer for a change.
Wow.
Well, I didn't really care at that time. I'm like, you know what, this is for Alex, and if I swell up, whatever, you know. So thankfully I didn't swell up. But we all were lucky enough, DJ Hugaho, mm-hmm. a good friend of ours, Jay, you know Jay.
Yes, I do.
He was there, and he brought a copy, an unwrapped copy of Homicidal Rantings, the album that MFPS put out. So we all got to sign that album along with a T-shirt that Rabbit wore there. He just ripped it off of himself. He thankfully had a white beater on under that. But he ripped that off of himself, and we put that, the CD, signed CD, along with the T-shirt and Alex's casket. So it was really, really, really tough. You know, and I don't want to, you know, what we did is we went to the funeral Monday night, and we all got together Tuesday night, the band and everybody. We all went out to the Pub 1281 right
yeah.
the street from here.
Yeah.
You were there, Doug. You brought Evil Jonathan. I mean, the whole crew, everybody showed up. And we all sat around until about 1 o'clock in the morning just talking and stuff like that and hanging out and talking about Alex and whatnot. Wednesday night, what we decided to do, and this is what you guys can check out, is a bunch of us from the band and friends of the band, a bunch of people, we all convened here and did a tape session of Ghostly Talk. It wasn't even really Ghostly Talk, in my opinion. It was just some people getting together. Luckily, one of the people has a little studio built in his condo. So we all got together on here and just talked about Alex for about an hour and a half. And that particular session, that recording, is up on the Ghostly Talk website. It's going to be it's in the archives like normal. It'll be right above the archive for tonight's show, too. So, you know, and it was just us talking, and Bonnie, you were there, too, on the phone.
Yep.
The whole band was there along with a bunch of our friends. So, needless to say, it has been in light of all the stuff that's happened here in the last few days or the last week and a half, that's been kind of the whole looming thing over all of it, was just the death of Alex Klemm, you know, who was a good friend of ours, who, you know, it's... we're still...
He made three for me in a week.
Yeah, yeah, it's been tough for you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found out about a new one yesterday, so I'm up to four in like 2.5 weeks.
We're all kind of hurting here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all hurting right now. I actually got to go out Thursday night and see Timmy and James doing their little acoustic thing. Fat Jesus and James, they do this acoustic thing for fun. And they, I never heard a band, a couple of guys do that Men at Work song. What's that? Land Down Under?
Mm-hmm.
They did it on acoustic, and they did it good, too.
Wow.
We had a riot, but Scott Binkowski, our drummer from MFPS, come and picked me up for that. And we ended up sitting at the Coney all night long just talking about Alex. And, I mean, I think still, as of right now, I'm still kind of like, I don't believe it. You know what I mean? I can't believe. Because, I mean, Alex, to me, and I think I may have mentioned this somewhere, you know, I watched Alex. He played in a band when I was a kid called Bloodshot that I used to go see play. And these guys were rock stars to me. They were rock stars, you know. These guys had the drum riser 30 foot in the air and the fire, and I mean, they had all the leather pants and the long hair and the tat. I mean, it was there, right? So, getting a chance to play music with this guy after that was really a humbling experience for me. You know, I was really like, wow, I'm playing with a real music. I mean, this guy's he's road weathered. I mean, this guy's been there. He's done all this, you know. And he wants to play with me. That's really cool. So, to me, Alex Klemm was an indestructible person. I saw Alex do some pretty insane things back in the day, and he came out of it always squeaky clean. So I'm still kind of like, I don't believe that this guy's gone. So, sorry.
Yeah.
But I think it needed to be mentioned one more time. What I've said to myself about this is that after this show tonight, I'm putting it behind me now. I mean, it's always going to be there, but now it's time to move on, you know. Some people may have moved on way before that, but it's been this whole week for me having to think this thing through, and I'm sure it'll still come up. But I'm going to try to put it behind me now. But there's a memorial on the website, like we do for any important person to the show or a celebrity, whatever it may be, paranormal person. Alex is up there, and I think it links to the My Favorite Play at Straight Chicken MySpace page, so you can check out, excuse me, what Alex was all about there and stuff like that. So. That's kind of what my thing. I'm sorry I didn't mean to take up all this airtime with that again, but I thought it had to be mentioned here on the show live, you know, on the live show. So
I'm glad you did.
Check out the archive. There's a lot of we did a lot of laughing.
Yes, we did.
We did a lot of laughing because that's what Alex was. He was goofy. The guy was just, you know, I mean, he was not the guy you messed with, but he was also, when you knew him, he was hilarious. The guy was funny. I mean, he just, that laugh.
On stage, he looked like a stone-cold psycho, but he was a sweetheart.
And that's what everybody said about the guy. All week long, I've talked to people, and they're like, you know, I didn't know him as good as you guys did, but, God, when I see you guys play, that guy was just like, I couldn't get over how much energy that guy had playing and how aggressive he was with that instrument. And, yeah, his instruments learned that the hard way, too. Several of his guitars learned that the hard way.
Saw it a couple times.
Yeah, so... more or less, rest in peace, Alex Klemm.
Yes.
He's a dear friend of ours, and he's going to definitely be missed, even if you know, we hadn't talked to him that much in the last couple of years. It really hit home when I got this bad news a week and a half ago. So, yeah, we got about a minute here, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut. You guys can just destroy the microphones. I'm
choosing to destroy mine by throwing it at Doug.
Oh, that'll be fun for me. I'll have a goose egg the rest of the thing. Coming up, of course, Ghostly Talk, we're going to talk to Dr. Claude Windenberger. He's going to talk about unconditional freedom.
Freedom! That's all I thought of when I...
That song? Or
no, 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 no. Well, that too, that Rage song, but there's also Braveheart.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, evidently we're going to find out about what he means by unconditional freedom and the process to use for that.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to that. Of course, we did miss the first break.
Yeah.
But on our break...
Well, here I was going to mention this. I didn't mean to cut you off. On our break tonight, though, there's an exception for tonight because all the music tonight is going to be MFPS music.
I really...
Bummed we missed the first half an hour, but we had a lot of stuff to talk about.
Totally understandable.
Yeah. So what we're doing is what we do on our breaks is we play independent music. And MFPS was essentially... They were an independent band.
They fit that bill.
They totally fit the bill. Small recording house. You guys paid for your recording time through the noses. And I'm telling you, that is, to me, absolutely beautiful. And this is... The breaks tonight are going to be a musical tribute to Alex Klemm, as well as all independent artists who go through the heartache and pain of getting us the music out there. So let's start that one. And Dr. Claude Windenberger coming up.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.